want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
Cindy and I would like to say thank you to all of those who have contributed to this ministry, making this broadcast possible.
The title of this message is Renew, Remember, Repent, and Return. We pray this is a blessing to your life.
I wrote a song years ago called Fight, and it's about that we must fight for what we know is right in our hearts. We must fight for the Lord, but the understanding is that we don't fight with guns, we don't fight with bullets, we fight with the Word of God as we're led by the Holy Spirit. But we fight. We don't just sit around saying nothing. Like Pastor David Cook, who was one of our professors at the Bible College, used to say, sitting around, you know, twiddling our thumbs until Jesus comes. He's called us to do something. Josiah did something radical. Now, remember, they had the sacrificial system back then. So he calls for 30,000 lambs, 33,000 bullocks, 7,600 cattle, and 800 oxen for an offering to God. That's pretty radical. I mean, he just says, you know what? We're going to go all out. We owe God a whole bunch of sacrifices that have not been made. We're going to make them up. How many of you know that's a lot of meat right there? Look at what happened, though. The people of Judah experienced a revival. Now, I said all that. That was really the introduction. There are four things that they needed to do to experience revival, and those things are in the title. But number one, let's go through them. Number one, they renewed their covenant with God. You know, it's not a bad thing to do from time to time. I do it myself, to just kind of sit back and say, Lord, where am I? Where am I with you? Where am I in my obedience with you? Where am I in my relationship with you? I mean, am I drying up? Have I lost my first love? Is the fire of God still in me? Do I still really care about the things you care about? Do I love that which you love, and do I hate that which you hate? And I got to sit back and look at myself, and I hope you do the same thing. And so what they did was they renewed their covenant with God. 2 Chronicles chapter 34, verse 31 through 33 says, the king stood by his pillar and renewed the covenant in the presence of the Lord. Now, what is a covenant? Remember, it was the word. It was what he found in the word. It was the law of God. It was the old covenant. And he renewed that. And it said that to follow the Lord and keep his commands and regulations and decrees with all his heart, with all his soul, and to obey the words of the covenant written in this book. Then he had everyone in Jerusalem and Benjamin pledge themselves to it. And the people of Jerusalem did this in accordance with the covenant of God, the God of their fathers. So the first thing that has to happen in revival is the people, God's people, need to renew their covenant with God. In other words, get back to that place of saying, God, I understand this isn't just about me going to heaven, but I have a covenant with you, and in that covenant with you, you're totally faithful. Now help me to be as faithful as you are to me. It's a covenant, just like the covenant of marriage. And so, first of all, they took a stand. They said, look, we've been going in the wrong direction, but right here, right now, we're going back on the right track. Now, when it comes to keeping the commands of God, and we've tried to teach this, you can never keep his commands to try to save yourself. Keeping his commands is not about trying to save yourself. We could never do that. But once we are saved, there is a right way to live. And it's the commands that show us the right way to live. When we look at God's commands, when we look at the Ten Commandments themselves, which is his moral law, and then we look at the various commands of Christ, it's showing us how to live. And God knows we're not going to do it perfectly, but we're not going to do it at all if we don't covenant ourselves to do it and recommit ourselves to do that and do that on a regular basis. Renew our covenant with God. They said, we're going to follow and we're going to serve. And we know that we're going to stumble. We know that we're going to mess up along the way. There are times for you and I, listen, I know to this day that there are times I'm going to lean to my own understanding, even though I should never do so. But there are times when an emotional get a hold of me or something happens where I'm going to lean to my own understanding. And then I have to catch myself and repent quickly before I do something that's going to bring destruction. I have to be especially careful because, like Pastor Mike says, the higher up the coconut tree the monkey climbs, the more his hiney shines. So the more people know who you are and they know your name, and if you carry some kind of authority, you know, stuff that other people could get away with, oh, well, that's fine, but that's them, but you can't do that, right? I remember a while back, it's been a good while back, when I had, some of y'all remember, I had that black Ram truck, and it was all, they called it murdered out. That was a term they used, but all black wheels, everything black. And that's when those first came out. And man, I was excited because that thing had a Hemi in it. And that Hemi was pretty bad. And I remember I loved that thing and I loved the power. And I was leaving Iway and I was in a hurry. I had to get somewhere. And those cars, all them cars had the nerve to get in my way. You know what I'm talking about? They were in my way. And so I had to get past them. And so took off and I passed 3 or 4 cars on Highway 90, something like that, getting down there. Well, just after I get past all them cars, I get a phone call. And it's a guy that at the time was going to church here. And he goes, hey, Pastor, what you doing? I said, oh, I'm on my way to town. He goes, yeah, I see that. He goes, and you're on your way to town really fast, aren't you? I said, well, yeah, I kind of am. I'm kind of in a hurry. He said, yeah, you just blew by me. Looked like you were doing 100 miles an hour. Well, I wasn't. But either way, it was like, oh, man, I can't get away with nothing. The truth of the matter is, you know, literally had to repent and say, God, I hope I didn't cause this man to stumble, right? And so anyway, we have to come back. We have to recommit. We have to renew our covenant with God. And I'm talking about if we want what they call revival. There's a lot of services happening all over the place where people come and they call it revival because, you know, people came to the altar and responded maybe, and some things happened, some awesome things happened, and all. But, you know, that's not a revival. If there's a true revival means there is a culture change that happens within the body of Christ that affects the culture outside of the body of Christ. That's when you know you're in revival, right? And it has to start with that God's people are going to renew the covenant and say, Lord, my life is not my own. I've been bought with a price. I'm going to stop playing church. I'm going to stop going through religious motions. I'm going to be who you called me to be. I'm going to stop playing with sin. I'm going to stop doing these things that are abhorrent to you, because not only my salvation, but the salvation of everybody around me matters. So let's go to the second one. They remembered their God-given provision. Now, what do we mean by that? 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 21 says, the king gave this order to all the people, celebrate the Passover to the Lord your God, as it is written in the book of the covenant. Now, think about this. The Passover was so important because the Passover actually represented Christ being crucified. The Passover, God told them, never stop celebrating the Passover when he established it. Why? Because it was all leading up to Christ. And then during the Passover, if you remember, the Bible says that the death angel is going to pass over. And another place says God is going to pass over. And anybody that doesn't have the blood on the doorpost of their home, the oldest son in the house was going to die. And the Passover, what they did in the Passover is they had to put blood on each side and they had to put blood on the top. So on the sides and the top, and then from the top, it would drip down to the ground where their whole household would be covered in blood. Well, it also makes a cross. That was so important. God never wanted them to stop doing the Passover. Yet, hundreds of years now, they've not been doing the Passover. He says, you know what? This is so important to God, obviously, that we're going to start this again. We're going to do it, and we're going to keep doing it. The first time that the Passover was correctly celebrated since before the time of David. The Passover was all about, again, it was about remembering God's help in the past. Passover was about remembering the fact the blood of the Lamb saved the people out of their bondage and slavery. It was all about recalling God saving his people. Josiah, by the way, his name literally means the Lord saves. So the significance of this act is to renew the faith of the people. The God who worked miraculously on our behalf in the past is a God worthy to be trusted for the present and for the future. And we have a need for that same type of remembrance. We were talking about this the other day in a men's Bible study. We were talking about memorials. Because as we're going through Genesis, it was talking about a memorial stone that was put in place where Jacob put this stone in place. And so we got to talking about that, about memorials and how important memorials are. That's really what Passover is. It's a memorial. It's remembering what Jesus did for us, but for them, it was long before Jesus ever did it. It was the blood of the Lamb for the Passover. But then on that Passover, when Jesus was crucified, he became the final Lamb who was crucified for the Passover. And it was his blood that ultimately saves us all. And so that's why when Jesus is taking communion with his disciples and he says, this is the blood of the covenant. And he says, this bread is my body, right, which is broken for you all. And he tells them, remember me. What's he doing? He's connecting them back to the Passover lamb. He's also, by the way, connecting them back to the Sabbath, the command of the Sabbath, because it's the only command that says to remember the Sabbath, to keep it holy. Again, it was all about God stepping in to do something that the people could not do for themselves. We need that same kind of remembrance. We need to look back and make memorials. We need to look back, think often about the times when God stepped in and did something for you. Think about the times when God stepped in, time that people witnessed to you, that gave the gospel to you, the time that you surrendered your life to Christ, the time when you were driving and you'd have probably died in a wreck had God not intervened some kind of way, or whatever it was. So many different ways where God has intervened. Let those things be memorials in your life that you often look back to and say, thank you, Jesus, because you were there, and had you not been there, I wouldn't be here.
Hello, this is Pastor Dwayne. I would like to take a few moments to say thank you to those who have written in or called in or just let us know that you've been blessed by this program. Your prayers and encouragement compel us to keep pressing forward. We're also very thankful for those who have sent financial support, both businesses and private individuals. You know who you are. It's truly a joy providing this program for you. We've been amazed at the wide variety of folks who say that they have been impacted by the message brought to you here. From those who are incarcerated to police officers, from business owners to homemakers, from farmers to legislators. We know that we have a mandate from the Lord to preach the no-compromise, straightforward gospel truth, and that is what we've strived to do. If you've been blessed by this radio program in some way, please continue to pray for us, and we would also love to hear from you. You could call or write or even friend us on Facebook. We love to post inspirational thoughts daily. Send your Facebook request to Pastor Dwayne Daigle. And as the Lord lays it on your heart, by all means, your financial gift of any size would be a great blessing. Thank you so much for helping us to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Pastors Dwayne and Cindy would like to thank you for joining us today. We trust that your life has been enriched by the Word of God. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a life-giving church in your area. If you'd like to contact us, you may do so at area code 337-582-2090. If you'd like to write to us or send financial support for this program, you may send it to 350 Highway 165, Iway, Louisiana, 70647. You may also email us at cotp@centurytel.net. Church of the Promise is located approximately 10 miles east of Lake Charles and 1/2 mile south of I-10 at exit 44. Our service times are 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Until next time, remember, you are loved and your life is worth living.